Welcome to Ram Radio with Pastor John Coleman of Into the Word Ministries, the Biblical Alternative. Ram Radio stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. Ram Radio is a program for the Christian who is constantly learning and growing in the Word of God. The discussions during Ram Radio will challenge each listener to know what they believe and why they believe it. Sometimes the discussions will challenge your salvation. Stay with us and investigate the scriptures to know what is expected of the man or woman who claims Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Get your Bible ready. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thank you so much, Mark Ramsey, and thank you for joining me for another webcast on this September the 12th. September the 12th, 2012, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California. Pastor John here. Just going over some of the news this morning as I'm going over some of the school formats. I have a lot more work to do, but I've been going over some of the news reports. I've been talking about love for the past couple of days, and I know that you're probably tired of it, but there was on, someone sent me an email about a 5-year-old Korean girl who was blind and who was on one of those, I guess, You Want to Be a Star show, and was playing a piano blind. Her mother stated that she never took piano lessons. No one in the family is musically inclined. That the young girl could hear a song one time and go to a piano and play the song. And she did it on numerous occasions. And one of the last songs that she played, she had put the words to it. And it was the most beautiful thing. It caused many of the judges on the Korean show to come to tears. And it made me come to tears. And I said, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. The young 5-year-old girl was singing about God and love and how we as human beings are naturally supposed to do that. And that love would solve everything. And it was just an amazing video. I asked you to look it up. I don't know where it was. It just happened like that. What a great video. I think it was on GodTube videos. It was one of those. Then there was a disturbing article that I read this morning, you know, because I was speaking with my ethics class last night and I was sharing with them you know, the terrible benefits that you get when you sleep with someone and don't know who that other person's been sleeping with. And there was an article in the news this morning from I think the Carolinas. A black man stabbed his girlfriend to death. She was having a conversation with him and told him that she had AIDS and that since he had sex with her, that he's probably infected, and he said she was dying and caused him to die, so he just hastened her death and killed her. And I was telling the students in the philosophy class, don't sleep with these people. Don't, because you don't know what they have. These people are sleeping with each other and doing this stuff, and hey, and I read an article this morning, and there it was. And then on another one, and I'm not even going to try to, I just want you to investigate it. A news article came out today speaking that President Obama's not heterosexual nor bisexual, but he's full-blown homosexual. And about how Obama was hanging out in gay bars in Chicago when he was a senator in Illinois and like that. I won't even bring myself because that, well, you know, if he is, so what? It doesn't matter, but wow. Ooh. Anyhow, we live in a crazy, mixed up world indeed. And I just wanted to share something with you. I'm reading from Colossians chapter 2. For I want you to know how great a struggle, Paul says, I have on your behalf and for those who are in Laodicea. And for all those who have not personally seen my face. Then Paul goes on in verse 2 and says that their hearts, may be encouraged, having been knit together in love. Oh my, it happens again. There it is. And attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in the true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself. Boy, what a mouthful, verse 2. Want to look at this and want to spend some time, because 2 and 3 are very interesting verses. You know, when he starts off and he says that their heart may be encouraged. Why? Having been knit together in what? In love. Love knits it together. You're not going to be encouraged until you've been knit together in pure love and attaining to all the wealth. And he isn't just talking about financial wealth, a wealth of health and stuff like that, but he's talking about a wealth that is unseen, a unique kind of wealth. He says, all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Just to know what that is about is just fantastic. It's just utterly fantastic. Let me go back to that because I kind of lost my place. Here we go. Okay, there it is. Now, there is no full knowledge apart from moral commitment. Okay, one commentator puts it that way. And he also says that confidence and strength of conviction, as well as cohesive unity, yield a full understanding of the truth. See, you guys got to understand that if you're going to be confident in everything, in the strength and conviction, as well as cohesiveness, well, this unity yields a full understanding of the truth. There's no full knowledge apart from moral commitment. Complete understanding results from complete yielding. You're not going to know what's going on in your life until you yield to the things that are going on in your life. It's very important for you to understand that. All right, this insight into God's ways enables us as believers to know Christ fully, to understand why he is interacting with us, why he's dealing with us. I think we have to come to that point in our lives. How much do we know about what Christ is trying to communicate in our hearts? Then the true mysteries of God are revealed to man. In John chapter 1, verse 18, it says, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 says, in these days he has spoken to us in his Son, whom he's appointed heir of all things, through whom also, what did he do? He made the world, and he is the radiance of his glory, the exact representation of his nature, and he upholds everything by the word of his power. Now, we understand this to be true. And why? Because for in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In other words, knowledge is the apprehension of the truth. I find professing Christians a lot of times can't apprehend, they can't comprehend what I'm talking about. When I say, why don't you love the way that I love? I remember they used to say to me years ago, do I have to do that? I'm saying, wait a minute, if I'm looking for a Christian, you know, I mean, it was just through a serendipitous moment that I was looking at the students in the ethics class last night. And I said, listen to me, all of you that will have a tendency to sleep with another person, because these are young college students. I said, be careful. You don't know what you're doing. If these people get some horrendous disease, they aren't going to tell you. They just want to ravish your flesh. And then I said, and then what's going to happen when they tell you that they have AIDS? Well, we see the result of it in today's article in the newspaper. Young man bludgeons his girlfriend to death. And when her two kids come home from school, they find mommy stabbed to death. Of course, the family's saying that he's an animal and he had to go to prison. Well, she was the animal for having sex with the man, not telling the man that she, my God, woman. See, this is, you know, a lot of people ask me all the time, that, John, what are you doing? Let me tell you something. Before that takes place with me, I'm going to say, hey, can I see your card? Something. So, knowledge is the apprehension of truth. Wisdom is the application of that truth to the life. Did you get that? Knowledge is what you want to apprehend of the truth. And then wisdom is how do I apply it? Knowledge is prudent. Judgment and wisdom is prudent action. Both are found in Christ Jesus. If you look at Romans chapter 11, verse 33, it says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. You cannot understand God's ways unless you're first willing to become obedient to his precepts. Now, I'm not just talking smack here. This morning I got up early, I watered my front lawn. It was a little bit cooler in Los Angeles. And before the sun came up, I walked my dog to the end of the block and back. It was wonderful walking in the brisk morning air of Los Angeles before the smog covered the place. And I'm on my way to work, but oh, the knowledge, how unsearchable. I was thinking about how beautiful it was outside. Now, this wisdom is foolishness to the world because it tells me in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse 21, for since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God. In other words, un-Christian people think that I'm stupid for having that kind of acquiescence towards God. God is well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. In other words, he gave what appears to be a foolish, ridiculous accusation to believe. But in verse 22, he says, for indeed, the Jews asked for signs and the Greeks searched for wisdom. But Paul qualifies it. He says, but we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews, Christ becomes a stumbling block. To the Gentiles, Christ is foolishness. But to those who are the called, he says, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. And look what he says in verse 25, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. You see that? And the weakness of God is stronger than men. But who is the power of God by which the believer receives righteousness and holiness and redemption? We see that in 1 Corinthians 1:30. But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness as well as sanctification and redemption. So, who is that King of glory? It is the Lord God Almighty. What wonderful precepts to keep in our minds as we ready ourselves to engage in another day in commerce, in school. I have to go to class, have to show a movie today, at least part one, Apocalypto, in my religious class, since we're studying the indigenous world religions of the indigenous tribes. I think it's important to do that. I'm glad that you can join me. My webcast seemed to be a little bit shorter, just giving you these quick thoughts. When I'm working out there and trying to keep up, it takes an awful lot. So it takes away some of my time in the webcast. I got home last night. I was going to do a webcast. I was just exhausted. I was looking at, what's that movie by that guy that died, The 12th Mile or something like that? And I fell asleep and woke up around 11:30 and said, man, go to bed. Just exhausted. I'm an old man now. Don't have that much energy. But I'm so glad that you came to my website. Pay attention to the lessons that you're learning. Implement them in your lives. And remember that scripture. I'm going to go back to it. I think it's important for me to cover this again. Colossians chapter 2, verse 1. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for your behalf and for those who are in Laodicea, for those who have not personally seen my face. But look what he says, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ Himself. What a word for us today. God bless you. You know the drill. Stay into the Word.